Welcome to the 65th episode of the Hondo Handy Podcast, brought to you by Ed Heidman Drywall and Custom Painting, including residential and commercial power works, located at 36722 Roxana Road in Somerville, Delaware. Call 302-436-6277 or find them on the web at edheidmandrywall.com. My guest today is Jim Nestor, head women's lacrosse coach at Salisbury University. How are you doing today, Coach?
Very good, very good.
All right, Coach, thank you for being on. Let me tell my listeners a little bit about you before we get started. Okay. Coach Nestor enters his 21st season as head coach of Salisbury women's lacrosse team in 2022. Nestor has guided the Seagulls to 4 national championships, 17 conference championships, and 18 NCAA tournament appearances, 2 undefeated seasons, 9 NCAA final appearances, and most importantly, he just led the Seagull Women's to a 14-13 victory to capture over Tufts University to capture the Division III National Championship this year. Congratulations, Coach. You've had a fantastic career, and you continue to do so.
Thank you very much.
Coach, tell my listeners a little bit about your upbringing and maybe where you grew up. And if you played any sports before high school?
Yeah, I grew up in Laurel, Maryland. I ended up going to Meade High School, but grew up in what was called Maryland City, which is on the outskirts of Anne Arundel County and on the border of Howard County, PG County, actually, because Laurel, or Maryland. Right. So we grew up in Maryland City, and we played for the Maryland City Mustangs growing up, playing mainly football, basketball, and baseball, you know, the 3 main sports, till soccer showed up in the area. So while at Meade, ended up playing soccer, wrestling, and lacrosse. So nothing I played while growing up as a kid. And nothing that my parents had any idea about.
So what high school did you attend?
Meade High School. It was a newer Meade school. High school. Yep.
And you basically played the same sports you played when you were growing up?
No, actually, that was just it. Growing up, played, you know, football, basketball, and baseball. When I got to the high school level, it was soccer, wrestling, and lacrosse.
Oh, okay. So after high school, you attended Salisbury University. Was Salisbury your first choice in other colleges?
I was looking at, you know, Towson, UMBC, but Salisbury, was really the best fit for me at that time.
So did you play sports at Salisbury?
I did. I came there and I wrestled all 4 years, as well as played lacrosse while I was at Salisbury.
Wow. Most athletes nowadays play one sport. And yeah. I like it not. Played 4 sports when I was there. But what was your degree in?
Physical education. I was going to go out with a PE degree, a physical education degree, and was expecting to teach.
What? Why did you choose physical education?
Just always active as a kid. That's, you know, when I saw my teachers growing up, you know, I idolized them. And that's something that I thought, you know, this is what I'd like to be doing, you know, coaching and teaching. But then once at Salisbury and got to helping with coaching at the college level, I knew that's the level I wanted to stay at.
Well, once you got your degree in physical education from Salisbury, you moved on to grad school. Where did you attend grad school?
I ended up going up to Frostburg State. And got into their graduate program in their phys ed department, actually. But that's actually where I ended up getting into women's lacrosse by helping out the women's lacrosse coach at that time with her PE class that she was teaching. We all had to help out, you know, the professors. And at that point in time, I was very fortunate that she had no assistant lacrosse coach that year. And actually, she knew I played at Salisbury, so she offered me her assistant GA-ship for women's lacrosse. And so I just switched over from one department to the other. And that's how great. And that's how I ended up getting into women's lacrosse.
Well, that was a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, it was.
It basically started your career.
It really did. I mean, if it wasn't for that, I'm not really sure what I'd be doing besides probably teaching or coaching at the, you know, at a college level, but it could be wrestling. It could be men's lacrosse. I mean, could have been a whole different path.
Right. So from Frostburg, you moved on to be, you became the head coach at Colby Sauer College?
Yes, in New Hampshire. 1992? Yes.
Oh, that was in New Hampshire. Okay.
Yeah, very fortunate.
How long were you there?
2 years. Went up there. Great experience in a small little town, small little school. I think we had like 800 students. But coaching both sports, being a head coach, is a great opportunity. You know, I loved it up there, you know, being able to, you know, hike mountains and, you know, and really recruit out of the Boston area. It was a great time.
Now you say both sports? Did I miss that?
I was doing soccer and lacrosse.
Soccer and lacrosse. Okay, good. Yes. And then from there, you moved on to become the head coach at Lafayette College.
No, I wasn't the head coach. I was just an assistant. In soccer, and then I was going to be the assistant in lacrosse. And I did soccer, but that's when Gannon opened up. So after the soccer season, I applied and got the head coaching of the brand new Gannon lacrosse program in Erie, Pennsylvania. So I left Lafayette after doing the soccer season to take the head coaching job, new coaching job at Gannon University.
Where did you say Gannon was located again?
That's in Erie, Pennsylvania, right on Lake Erie. You can't get it. Wow. You can't go any further besides going into Canada.
Well, I'll tell you what, you had a great record there, 73-21 in six seasons. And Gannon won three ECAC championships while you were there and was named, is this correct, co-national champions by the IWLCA the following the 2000 season?
Correct. We didn't actually have a playoff, so it was two teams that were just ranked by the coaches as both number one at by the end of the season.
Okay, and you were named the Division II Coach of the Year by IWLCA Division II's organization and recognized as the Coach of the Year in 2000 by the CollegeLacrosseUSA.com.
Yes, it was good.
So you were off to a fantastic. And what else is amazing is you had 21 All-Americans there also recognized during your tenure.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good experience. Like I said, it was a startup program. We were able to get on the road and do a lot of recruiting the first year, bring in, you know, a good class. And, you know, the kids really, you know, worked hard. And even with being there and starting up a new program, we had a lot of players that never played before.
Wow.
So it was just another great experience that we had up there. Loved the area right on Lake Erie there. A nice area.
Now, then you had the opportunity to return to Salisbury. What year was that?
That was the fall of 2001, the year my twin boys were being born.
Oh, twins. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Were you excited about, I guess that's your alma mater as it is mine. Were you excited about returning to Salisbury?
Oh, I was. I mean, it was also picking soccer back up because at Gannon, I just switched out from doing both sports, doing soccer and lacrosse, to just doing lacrosse. So I was picking soccer back up and teaching because at Gannon, I wasn't teaching. I was just really now coaching. So that was the only apprehensive part about it all. I was coming and taking on more responsibilities. But we wanted to get close to home, knowing we were having twins. And, you know, obviously Salisbury's reputation, you know, you just can't turn that down. And being an alum and all the improvements that they've been making over the years with, you know, right, just the buildings and just growing up the campus, the president administration's backing, you know, ends up being a no-brainer.
Well, when you came back to Salisbury, you said you picked up soccer. So you coach both women's lacrosse and women's soccer?
Correct.
Wow. So how long did you do both sports?
For the first 12 years, really.
For 12 years, okay. Well, I tell you, because you've had a successful career thus far. I mean, you've had four national championships at Salisbury alone. You were a four-time IWLCA National Coach of the Year, 14 Conference Coach of the Year Awards, 6 Chesapeake Regional Coach of the Year. 2018, you were the ECAC Division III Coach of the Year. And this year, I guess it's Alexa Strobel was a National Player of the Year?
Correct, yes.
Oh, wow. You also have had 12 National Position Player of the Years. And, you've won the 13 most wins among active coaches in Division III. It just goes on and on, Coach. And you have a fantastic career.
Thank you.
It's just amazing. But how did your team and you as a coach deal with COVID?
This year was hard. It definitely was hard because of what we're used to, of course, I think as everybody. So, we just had to make adjustments with, where we were able to meet, how many people were able to meet, doing things as everyone was by Zoom. Not having everyone in the locker room, didn't even have a locker room at one point.
Right.
And then as things started to ease, we got some people in the locker room and a little bit more, but we never actually had the whole team in the locker room. We had to have a travel squad for the bus, which we never had before. Mm. So we just had to make do. The players, the team, they really rallied around to say, we're just happy after losing a season. We're just happy to be able to play, and we'll do whatever it takes. Wear a mask during practice, run up and down the field with a mask on, going full field, practices that, the girls just, really, set their mind that, this is what we have to do, then we're going to do it. And, we really can't complain about it.
Yeah. So that was 2019 season that you pretty much lost the whole season, right?
2020.
Correct. How did that COVID affect your recruitment?
Actually, for us, it worked out really well because once the season ended, with all the kids sending out their stuff still, we were able to, contact them, watch their film. And then for Division III, we didn't have any restrictions on recruiting. So we were able to go to the tournaments that started in July. So recruiting for me was probably one of the best years ever for recruiting because that's all we had to do. We weren't coaching. All we were doing was recruiting and staying in contact with players. So for us, it ended up being a positive.
Well, at least something good came out of that.
Did.
Wow, it's been a rough time. Coach, as an athlete, what would you, what role do you think sportsmanship plays in youth sports?
Well, it really starts to go and start to show, how we want to be treating others, win or lose or during the competition of a game. Obviously, we all want to win, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we're doing it in, the right way, the sportsmanship way. We're not going to cheat our way to the top. But treating others, really, at the end of the day, how we want to be treated, whether that's from the coaching staff or from player to a player. You hear people, talking smack on the field and stuff like that and trying to get in other players' heads where, again, I'm just telling our players and everything just in regards to worry about myself and do the best that I can. So I think sportsmanship is, a lesson that is lifelong.
Excellent. Coach, what would you tell a kid about following their dreams? I know you've involved with so many athletes and, I notice something comes up sometimes. So what would you tell a kid about following their dreams?
Well, to follow it, obviously, again, everything takes hard work. So if I have a dream and something I want to try to pursue, you normally have to have a plan. It's just not going to happen. But you have to have a plan and stick to that plan and knowing that you might have disappointments along the way, but don't give up on it. If that's truly you're passionate about something and, good things will happen.
Coach, what was it? I mean, you won the national championship this year. What was it like also going undefeated?
Well, that's always special. You know, when you go unblemished and, you know, you came through and we had some close scares, not just in the championship game. But it really goes, it just shows your tenacity, you know, of a team that is determined, you know, that, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to win. You know, when you go all the way through undefeated and unblemished, that, you know, again, you know, the resilience that they had, you know, especially going through all the protocols that we had this year. But it does make it just special knowing that you were undefeated.
So how many players do you have returning? Is most of your team, or you have a lot of recruits coming in?
It's kind of both. We have a big class coming in, but also we have a good core returning. But we really lose as much as anything. We graduate 7. But leadership, you know, we really graduate a good, strong senior class with that are just good leaders, you know, just did things right, supported each other, you know, made things, you know, easier with COVID. But it was just a good class of leaders.
And most of them, were most of those players with you for 4 years?
Yes. Yes. They were all with me for 4 years.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your excellent job you've been doing and you continue to do so. I personally want to thank you for coming down to my former place of employment, Ocean City Recreation Department, doing those lacrosse camps so, throughout the years. So, you know, the girls are always excited to meet you and your team members when they came down. So they learned a lot in a short period of time.
Well, good. It was always fun and enjoying doing that camp down in Ocean City. It's a great opportunity, you know, for our players to, you know, work the camp and just teach and, you know, just become smarter at the game too.
Well, Coach, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just again, you know, when you're for athletes out there, like I said, if you have a goal, you got to work for it. You know, nothing just comes easy. You know, you got to put in the time. You can only get so much done at practice that you really have to, if you have a goal, like I said, you got to work hard for it, you know, to be successful.
Well, on that note, Coach, I think I bring our interview to a close. Episode number 65 of the Hondo Handy Podcast has been brought to you by Ed Heimer Drywall and Custom Painting, including residential and commercial power washers, located at 36722 Roxana Road in Sellerville. Call 302-436-6277 or find him on the web at edheimerdrywall.com. My guest today has been Coach Jim Nestor, head women's lacrosse coach at Salisbury University. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Go Gauls, stay safe, and keep smiling.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.